The genesis of many Australian bands, such as AC/DC and Midnight Oil, started in small to mid-sized music venues. Yet many of these venues are financially struggling to stay afloat. A new New South Wales Parliament committee investigating the state of live music in Australia has heard from venue owners struggling under the weight of regulation. The Wire's Imogen Brosnan asked the CEO of the Oxford Art Factory, Mark Gerber, what sort of government support is needed for small live music venues.
Well, I think what we are asking for is an even playing field. We deliver more than just live music. We deliver public value, and we need to be supported through sensible policy settings, operational relief, audience development, and fair regulatory conditions. We are absolutely essential for the culture of a city, but we also form part of that initial beginning that helps deliver the artists into spaces like the Opera House, Recital Hall, the arenas of the world. AC/DC got their beginnings playing in pubs and small venues and school halls. We need to educate the public into knowing how it all works. We're just saying we need to be treated equally.
But beyond, you know, cultural and social value, you also highlighted the significant economic contribution of live music venues, particularly through, you know, revenues such as the beer tax that smaller music venues contribute to quite a bit. So how should that economic contribution factor into how these venues are supported or valued?
Well, I think it needs to be reciprocated, you know, when it comes to generating $5.5 billion annually and employing upwards of 25,000 people. You need to consider us a formidable industry, and yet we are not regarded in the same light as other industries and other entities.
Are regulations making it harder for small to medium venues to operate effectively?
Some of the regulations that apply to Oxford Art Factory, they apply to a pub down the road. There's no comparison between my operations and theirs, but yet the licensing and the regulatory controls that control my venue are similar to what theirs are. So that's why sometimes, you know, there's a direct comparison with the regulatory laws that can, there's a sliding scale, so to speak. And so those are the sorts of things that I'm talking about, and what the LMDA is saying from the ground up. We need to have a bit of a review of what sort of existing policies are working on us at the moment and what keeping us in a tight lane.
So this inquiry has ultimately been your opportunity to consult the government and highlight the value of smaller live music venues. Why is this type of consultation so crucial in this process?
It's absolutely essential that the LMVA is heard, and other bodies like us as well, and associations, because without that information going back to government, they're not going to know what is actually going on the ground. It's about delivering as much information so that they can work out from the policy perspective to work on policies that are fair for the industry, but also help deliver a thriving nighttime economy, drive stronger tourism, vibrant communities and successful Australian artists, and then also protecting the industry for the long term. You know, we're coming into our 20th next year. One would hope that, you know, there's another 20 on the end of that, and that the Oxford Art Factory will be here for many, many, many decades to come.
Mark Gerber, CEO and founder of the Oxford Art Factory and co-founder of Live Venues Alliance, speaking there with The Wire's Imogen Brosnan.